This is the Let's Talk Wheels Radio Network podcast. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Matt Perrault, Eileen Falkenberg-Hull, and Mike Herzing.
Welcome into another edition of Let's Talk Wheels. Matt Perrault, Mike Herzing, as we come to you from beautiful Jackson Hole, Wyoming, thanks to GMC, where Mike and I have spent the last couple of days. Eileen Falkenberg-Hull actually is here, but she'll be telling us about this coming up next week on the program. But Mike, man, what a trip. GMC is taking care of us.
Boy, no kidding. You know, it's the Jackson Hole, Wyoming. What do you expect? I mean, I left 99 degrees, came into something in the 80s. And the 40s at night. Mm. So it was really great. But the best thing is I get to drive these new trucks that have a lot of new technology. And as far as towing goes, GMC has knocked it out of the park here with this new, you know, transparent trailer towing technology. That is amazing.
Yeah, we've got a lot to get into here during our news and notes segment. We'll get to the 15 camera views and what GMC has put together. Like Mike mentioned, the transparent trailer technology that they've got, and also the ability to see inside of the trailer while you're driving was really cool. But we'll get to an Acadia impression as well, and the new 2020 Acadia that we had a chance to just drive around here on Jackson Hole. But, you know, one thing that's really interesting when we come to these events is really what each brand is looking to showcase. And the one thing I think GMC wants us to take away, and they want, I think, the customers and they want people who are listening to really know, is that they're looking at a premium brand. I can't tell you how many times we've heard the term
premium brand
over and over.
It always has been. GMC has always been one level above Chevrolet. Not that this quality or anything like that, but it usually has more stuff on it. You know, and they've always been. I remember when I was a kid, the boss drove the GMC,
right,
and the workers all drove the Chevrolet. And that's, and I'm not trying to talk down on Chevrolet by any means,
right,
but it's just the GMC has always been just a little bit closer to Cadillac.
Yeah. And you know, they've done an incredible job with the HD, just building it from the ground up. They, you know, you'll hear an interview coming up a little bit later on in the program from Matt Noon, one of the designers for the HD, and what they did with that vehicle going from the ground, literally just a blank piece of paper, and building it up to fit the specs as to what their customers were asking them to do, which is pretty cool because they're light duty. I like the light duty a lot. I mean, I think I would be more inclined, how I drive, how I would use a truck. I'm more the brand. I'm more the target audience, I think, for light duty. But the heavy duty has done some really unique things. It looks really sharp. I mean, both these trucks are nice.
It really does, and it's totally different from the Chevrolet. People think, oh, it's just a Chevy with a different grill. It's really not. This one, the companies were actually designed. A lot of times, they were saying that they used to design them together.
Right.
In the same room and all this kind of stuff. And they did Chevrolet, then they did GMC. Now they're done in different buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And then they do go back and double check that they have none of the same stuff, none of the ideas. But they're trying to be different than the other ones. So, but the fact that the truck has got all the side markers on the ground, it's built for towing. They're going to put it toward their ideas. Their customers, more than half of them, tow all the time.
Well, that was one of the things this morning. We sat through a presentation today that what jumped out at me, Mike, was that they actually went to the two biggest RV dealer groups in America and said, okay, we're designing this vehicle.
What do you want? That's exactly what.
What do you need? What would work for you? Because we want to be considered the towing truck. We want, when you guys have fifth wheels and you guys are doing your RVs, we want this to be, you know, synonymous. And it's a brilliant move marketing-wise.
It really is.
So it gets them into a segment of population from people saying, okay, I'm going to spend, you know, $100,000, $200,000 on my fifth wheel. Well, you got to have something that's going to be pulling it, that's going to be, well, one, you want to be feeling comfortable in it, but two, you want something that matches what you're got behind you.
But they've came up with all this technology. I mean, the biggest thing, like, as we were knowing, when we were pulling this fifth wheel yesterday, it's hard to see.
Mm.
And if you're not used to towing, I'm kind of used to towing a lot. You weren't. And a lot of people here, a lot of journalists weren't.
Yep.
And they were like, what? And they said, you're the perfect person because this technology does everything for you just about. And the fact that you've got a camera in the back, you've got a camera inside the trailer, you've got cameras there's 15 different camera views and they can put that together where actually it looks like the trailer's a ghost and you can see behind you.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. Okay, so the transparent trailer view, we got a chance to do it today when we were on the drive back, and you know, we're flipping around with the different views.
And we took a video, by the way, folks.
Yeah, that's right.
You'll be able to see that.
If you go to Let's Talk Wheels SBN on Instagram, you'll see the video that we shot while we were driving. And you were pointing out some different things about the actual camera is hardwired. How they do it, right. There's 15 cameras, it's all pieced together, but the back camera, all the way how it goes, it makes it look like it's transparent. That actually, there's no lag. There's no worrying about any latency. That's hardwired into the truck.
Right, and you know, there's a disadvantage of that, and there's an advantage of that. So that there's connections down the back of the truck for the camera wires, and that's cool, it's coax. And that's great, but you don't have to worry about it failing.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about it. Now, granted, if you pull a different trailer every week, that might be a little bit tougher on you. You'll have to find a way to run the wires back there and mount it. But that would be something a little bit different. But other than that, this thing is I cannot explain it to people over the air. They'll have to see the video. It's amazing how it works. And then also, when you're not pulling the trailer, they have those camera view rear view mirror,
yeah.
Which is really handy when you have a bunch of guys or dirt bikes in the back or something like that.
Yep.
It is.
It's a wider view too.
It's a wider view.
We talked about that too. It's wider.
It's better at night. It's just everything is better. But this truck is literally everything that you would do to it to make it a towing machine.
Mm.
It's already been done.
Yeah, and I think. From a price point perspective, and we'll get into the AT4 here in just one second with GMC. We're in Wyoming here, right. Thanks to GMC for their new both their heavy duty, the 3.0, the Duramax. We'll get into the driving of those two trucks coming up in the show next week. We can't talk about it this week, but next week we can talk about it. We talk about towing in Acadia and whatnot, the technology packages this week. But you know, one thing that's interesting about Denali and their, you know, my experiences with Denali, I got to admit, I don't have a ton of it. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've been, over the last couple of months and years now, I've been more accustomed to looking at what GMC has done with the tailgate, which is amazing.
Right.
We'll get to that in a second. And now the AT4 line. The Denali brand, in your opinion, how has that sustained? And does that trim level still carry as much weight as they want us to believe?
Always. It's like the Cadillac of of trucks. And it's you know, that's a great way to put it. But the Denali, people don't call their trucks a Sierra.
Right.
You ever say, oh, I've got my Silverado. You don't hear anybody say, I've got my Sierra. They say, I've got my AT4 or I've got my Denali.
Mm-hmm.
And really, I think more than 50% of their sales are the Denalis.
No, they mentioned that last night. I mean, that they have right now what GMC is seeing, they're seeing $10,000 more per transaction than their competitors. I mean,
right.
It's incredible what they're being able to pull over here from a money standpoint. This is why these trucks are being made. And they've talked about the fact that they're going to make more of them. They're going higher level trims.
Right, the higher level trims. And that's what people want. I mean, you look at the Fords. But on the Ford, a lot of people buy the work trucks. A lot of people like stuff. GMC, they've got the work trucks. But people would go to Chevrolet for that.
Mm-hmm.
For the GMC, they want more. The GMC customer expects more from them.
Mm-hmm.
And they deliver. I mean, this thing is...
It's very comfortable on the inside.
Yes.
It's very roomy. It's very spacious. It feels nice. There's a lot going on in the interior. There are a lot of bells and whistles going on.
The interior's nice.
It's nice.
It's not I don't know that it's the nicest in the market,
right.
But it's pretty darn close.
Yep.
But the truck, I mean, I'm not dissing Chevrolet at all. This thing looks so different than the Chevrolet. It's not even funny. They don't even look close to being the same. It's hard to say they're even from the same company. But this is a good-looking truck, and now that they're going to have the carbon fiber bed on the light duties, GMC is going to have products that Chevrolet doesn't have.
All right, before we get to the carbon fiber bed, because we posted a video for that too, is what you tried to do to that thing, which is pretty cool. The AT4 branding, the AT4 line, they're adding it to both the Acadia, they're adding into their trucks, they're taking it now. I think they're even going to do with other SUVs, maybe
right,
even other
CCUVs. They're doing a whole AT4 line.
AT4 line.
Right.
How do you feel that's going to land in the marketplace? Because it's not, the AT4 technology is in the Denali, but you don't get as much of the luxury features with the Denali. It's a step down, if you will. How is that, in your mind, how is that going to hit the marketplace?
Well, it's step down, but it's still loaded up pretty good.
Right.
So you can always add whatever you want.
Right.
But that is going to give you, it's already got the bigger wheels and tires. It's going to have the lift.
Right.
It's going to have all the off-road stuff. It'll have the front camera for off-roading, which is, folks, is really, when you're going even to park somewhere at the mall,
huge.
It's a front camera is so handy.
Well, my sedans have front cameras. I want everything to have a front camera.
Everything
I love it.
Front camera. Yeah, my motorcycle needs a front camera. But everything needs it. But it's just all the technology they've added to it. And it's this brand, it's tougher. It's got a little bit different bed. It's got a little bit different everything. The interior is a little bit different. Everything is made to take this thing off road. It's got the skid plates, so you don't screw anything up and all that. Now Denali, You can probably make the Denali, add the skid plates and things like that. Sure. You can load it up the way you want. GM is really good about saying, you want to order the truck this way,
right.
Green truck with a purple interior? Sure. We'll do that. We'll do whatever you want.
Right.
But, and the other people would have just trim levels.
Mm-hmm.
And but these guys will build it any way they want. I think it was like 300 different ways you can build this truck.
Mm-hmm.
But the AT4 is just going to be made for the off-roader. It's already, you know, a lot of the stuff you would do when you buy it. I'm going to buy add bigger wheels and tires, 34-inch tires and stuff. Okay, great. It comes with it. I want to add bigger wheels. It comes with it. I want to add Rancho shocks. Comes with it. I want to add, you know, all the things. It's already there. So all of a sudden, you're buying a truck that's really pretty decent off-road. Can you make it better? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really, really pretty good off-road. It's got all the stuff you want. It's got the right gearing. It's got things like that, the transmission, the body control, the transmission control module, all those kind of things. In other words, all the computers are geared for off-roading. It's perfect.
What do you make? GMC used to push the line professional grade a lot, right?
They still do.
They didn't? Well,
yeah,
they did.
They said it a few times today, but now they're talking about, you know, it's just capability.
Yeah, I feel like they're pushing with the AT4 line in particular, the off-roading marketplace.
They want some of the Raptor customers.
They want in.
Yeah, they want some of the Raptor customers that maybe want something, maybe not as wild as the Raptor, but they want to be able to go off-road.
Yeah.
This is the truck for that.
Yeah.
And this thing, honest to God, it looks great.
It does.
It just looks great. I mean, I can't say that it's just, and they've got, you know, the AT4 has the blacked out grill and all that stuff. It's pretty hot looking.
Well, the red color that they've got is really sharp.
Oh, that beautiful red.
Black is always nice. The white AT4, the light.
With the black grill looks good.
Yeah, it's really nice. That was really sweet. It was fun to see that today as well. And, you know, you mentioned, Mike, that you can go and see some videos. We put some stuff up off Let's Talk Wheels SBN on Instagram and also Facebook.com/Let's Talk Wheels. You guys can go and look at a video where you threw both a cinder block and a 15-pound anchor into the carbon bed.
I threw them. I didn't just toss, you know, I threw them and they bounced everywhere. People were beating it with baseball bats, golf clubs.
Okay, so from a standpoint of, all right, I'm buying a truck, I'm going to go and get my bed liner put in. They're claiming you're saving 60 pounds when you use it for them versus somebody else.
Right.
In your opinion, how big is that?
That's a big deal. I mean, honest to God, especially when you go to an aluminum bed, everybody's trying to save weight. They're going more aluminum. But the bed, I mean, I toss engine blocks. I do this kind of stuff. You may go off-road. You can put your dirt bikes in and all these different things. They tear up the bed. They dent the bed. So what do? You can spend $700 or $800 and get a bed liner. Well, you can spend a little bit more than that and get a carbon fiber bed.
Yeah.
And never have to mess with it.
Ever.
And it's also got some tie-downs, extra tie-downs. Mm. It's got two or three times. It's got tie-downs in the center of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
All these loading motorcycles and stuff like that or just kind of furniture, anything you're carrying, this is so much better than a regular bed.
Hmm. All right, so we have more to come here on Let's Talk Wheels for this week. We've got interviews coming up next. We'll talk to Matt Noon. He is one of the designers of the HD, of the new, brand new GMC Sierra HD, both with the AT4 and the Denali.
Good guy.
Good guy. Sat down, talked to us a lot about what they did with both the light duty and the heavy duty.
And what their ideas of why they did stuff.
Yeah, broke it down as to like how they're trying to build to the customer. And they really did. They went after and talked to their customers and said, what do you want? And they've built this truck to fit that. Then we've got conversations about some of the engineering that's gone into this vehicle, some of the new technology packages, as well as our automotive reviews and other things still to come. So let's get to Matt Noon. He joined us here on Let's Talk Wheels.
Let's Talk Wheels. Matt Perrault and Mike Herzing. We're in Wyoming and now with Matt Noon from GMC about this AT4. And boy, first and foremost, both these trucks that we're looking at a white one and we're looking at a black one, the HD and the full size. Wow. You guys have done a really good job with this stuff. You must be very proud.
Thanks, Matt. Yeah, we're super proud. At GMC, over the recent years, we've been really, really excited with the success of our Denali sub-brand, our premium trucks. But we've just found with our new AT4s that there's a market out there for those people that want a really capable, really premium truck. We're calling it premium off-road. They don't want to sacrifice any of the luxuries. They want a real luxurious and premium truck, but boy, they want something capable. And you know what? They want something looking really cool and modern. They don't want the chrome everywhere. They want body colors, high gloss black, something really modern looking. So with the new 84 on the light duty and now with our 2020 heavy duty, we think we've got some really Denali. So we've got two kind of luxurious personalities, if you will, for our customers.
Well, you know, Matt, we're going to talk about that. You know, the HD, everybody thinks it's just a shrunk, just a bigger version of the 1500 Sierra, and it's not. The truck is totally different. The belt line is different and everything else. The vision out of it, it's all designed for work. Of course, the boss drives the GMC, but it's a really different truck, and you guys have changed a lot.
Yeah, Mike, thanks for asking that. That's a great question. I think one of the things we're here to talk about today is the fact that our all-new Heavy Duty is a ground-up, purpose-built heavy-duty truck for a heavy-duty customer. We spent a lot of time with our heavy-duty customers, and what they told us is we needed to really bring it this time if we wanted to win in this segment. So a warmed-up, light-duty 1500 truck was just not going to get us there. So we were able to get this all-new architecture, all-new frame, powertrain, transmissions with Allison, new 10-speed transmission, and then we got a new truck that is bigger, bolder, badder, tougher, stronger, and higher tech than our outgoing truck, and it's here to win in the competition. You know, in the right configuration, can tow 35,500 pounds. It's a huge number. And then, like you said, with the ability to do this purpose-built heavy-duty truck, we were able to go from hood to hitch and put as many cool features as we could specific to this customer. So we've got steps so you can get up into the box. We've got these awesome tow mirrors to help you that when you need to see around your these massive trailers that this truck can tow. We have our invisible trailer technology for the cameras that can see through the trailer.
Cameras?
15 camera views. So, if you want technology to help you get we're also learning that as expensive as the truck is, the trailer and the contents are usually the most expensive parts of these rigs. So you need trailer and confidence, and this truck is here to give it to you.
Well, you know, the funny thing you said earlier, there's not one part on this truck that's the same as the light duty. There's nothing the same, right?
From an exterior standpoint, it's just the roof panel. That's all that's shared, which is great for us because we were able to just focus on what this heavy-duty customer needs and just make sure we deliver it to them. Everything from as simple as a heavy-duty look, which our customers want, right through to just a simple, clean door surface so a business owner can put their signage on there. That's the level of detail and thought we put into making sure this truck is right for our customers.
In terms of looking at the different customer for one of these trucks, the AT4 brand that you guys are bringing, how do you hope the consumer is going to see that, and how are you guys looking to expand that AT4 brand?
Well, GMC did have their all-terrain package prior, and that was somewhat of a looks package, really modern look, but the capability, the hardware that was needed to kind of deliver on a very high capable vehicle. Mm-hmm. We didn't really have that, but with AT4, starting with a light duty, we got 2-inch lift coming out of the factory. We've got underbody shielding. We've got really rugged, durable tires. We've got what this truck needs to be the real deal. So the AT4s, starting with the light duty, I think it's a real deal truck. We're seeing great success out of the dealerships already at launch. I think the customer's seeing that this is a real deal capable truck. It looks different. It looks capable. So the design projects its capability, which is awesome. And then moving over to AT4, what we want to do is take that capability message but adapt it to that customer. So the AT4 heavy duty, we know, you know, a massive amount of our customers, that truck is designed for one thing, and that's to tow. So we have a very rugged, capable off-road truck that's got high ground clearance, rugged tires. It has rear lockers. It has the cameras that you can apply for, you know, looking around your vehicle for towing, but also for off-road. But what we have not done is compromise the towing of this truck. We haven't created an off-road heavy duty that can't tow. So we've adapted our 84 message specific to that customer, delivering on what they want. So in the heavy-duty sense, this is a really, really tough, rugged truck that can go off-road, but it can still tow.
You probably can hear it in the background. They're whipping things at the carbon bed.
They're beating things with a baseball bat.
They're crushing it. So obviously this is an incredibly important new feature for this truck that you guys have. Talk a bit about the carbon bed and what you guys are hoping to accomplish with it.
Well, it is, you know, in the full size segments, that there isn't a box out there that is as strong, as tough, and as dent and as scratch resistant. You can abuse this box all day long. We have just behind us here, we've got people throwing concrete blocks. They're throwing metal boat anchors, and the one thing we have to be careful is that things don't bounce out of the truck. So it's a fantastic exercise in premium materials, which again is what GMC is all about: professional grade premium materials. It's a very, very high tech and new way to do a bed. It's a carbon inner that's that's attached directly to the frame. Very strong, very tough, very premium.
And the weight, and too, right?
We learned that it saves about 60 pounds as well, so stronger and lighter, which is awesome. And then you match that to our amazing multi-pro tailgate. And on the business end of these trucks, we have a very, very premium package that I think is really stand out in the marketplace.
Well, what I thought, when Matt and I were talking about on the way over here, we were driving this vehicle, and it has the heads-up display. Mm. But it's not this little weeny, tiny little heads-up display. It's big, and it shows you the view from behind. I mean, tell us what the heads-up display does, because I know it's a lot.
Yeah, it's a truck-size heads-up display, which is awesome. So in terms of safety, whether you've got your family in the truck or you're towing, all the right information is projected out in front, so you don't have to readjust your eyes from looking down the road to back into the truck. So a fabulous safety feature that you'd be surprised. You know, right now we're the first to bring heads-up display into the pickup segment, and we've done it with a super-sized version of it, which is really awesome. I've had the chance to drive a lot of the trucks with it. Mm. It's fantastic. And then to your point, we have this full display mirror, which is a rear view mirror that when you flip the flip of the switch turns into a digital display utilizing the cameras that are positioned around the truck. So if you've got like a bunch of 6-foot guys in the back of your crew cab, or you've got a couple of sofas in the back of your bed,
or motorcycles,
your dirt bikes, that so the flip of a switch, all that is gone, and you can see directly behind your truck. All that obstruction is gone. And oh, by the way, with our 15 camera views, even if you've got an enormous trailer or camper on the back of your truck, we have this invisible trailer technology, so you can even drive as if that's not even there.
And the one thing you guys have added to the heads-up display, which is, look, I've driven a lot of vehicles with them, but you guys, one, it's really large, but two, you've added what color, which is really pretty cool. And also the ability to customize what you want on there, so you don't, it's not just one or two things. You guys actually put the oscillation of the vehicle. It really feels like you're going to cater that to what the user wants.
Yeah, it's like you said, it's a great point you're making. It's very, very configurable to the customer's needs. If you're an off-road person and you want to know how, you know, the angle and pitch of your truck, mm-hmm. it's there for display for you. Or if you just want the simple things, if you just want the speed in front of you and then what is the speed limit, you mm-hmm. can put that. And something about the addition of color just makes it that much easier just to take it in. For me, I don't know, personally, it's easy for me to read the information. The color piece of it just makes
it looks
a massive
more real.
Yeah.
It looks more real.
Our street signs are color coordinated, so it's important to know what a stop sign being red and a yield sign being. It's important to have those things there when they pop up.
Yeah, and these are big trucks and big trailers. It's nice just to have the information you need where you need it, and you don't have to take your eyes off the road. So from a safety aspect, fantastic.
But the big heavy duty doesn't drive like a big truck. Mm-hmm. It drives. Matt and I were just talking. We were loaded. It drives so comfortably and everything else. But the other thing is, versus other brands, it has bigger windows. And not only that, the bed is a little bit lower, and you can load stuff into it easier. Of course, the step is great, but it's not the same as the 1500, is it?
Yeah, Mike, thanks for asking that again. That's a great question. I mean, one of the benefits of, like you said, being able to do a purpose-built heavy-duty truck that is not our 1500 truck, just warmed up a bit, enabled us to do many things specific to a heavy-duty customer. So, yeah, the side windows are larger. The belt line on the truck is lower to get more visibility out. You know, as you can see, there's no kick-up in the back door. It's very, very matter-of-fact, very, very purpose-built. The top of the box, we pushed it down. So if you've got a really expensive, fifth wheel trailer or your gooseneck towing, there's no chance of you striking the top of the truck with your trailer as you're moving through different terrains. So a lot of thought from hood to hitch on this truck has been put in place to make sure that we really exceed our heavy duty customers' expectations. We're aimed to win in this market, at least, and we think we've got the truck to do it.
Well, the design team has worked their tail off on this thing, because this is, like I said, didn't like the last year's truck. This is a totally different truck, and it shows it. I mean, you have it's got the big heavy duty truck look.
Thanks, Mike. I think the job of a designer is all about communication. So we've got some fabulous engineers that again have worked their tail off to deliver this awesome truck, and the design has got to project that. Yeah. So that if the truck is high tech and tough and rugged and can do whatever it needs to do, it's got to look that way. So we're really proud of the way the truck looks. We think it projects the capabilities that are built into this truck.
Matt, great stuff. Thank you so much for coming on. Really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much for your time, and thanks for coming out to Wyoming.
Hey, we're still here in Wyoming, outside of Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Join it. Never start over.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Hey, folks, we're still outside Jackson Hole, Wyoming. We got John Barta. He's the engineering guru for GMC. And he's going to tell us about the new 1500, not just anything, it's a diesel. And that's going to be really cool.
Yeah, nice being on your show. My name's John Barta. I'm the assistant chief engineer for the 3-liter diesel. We've had a great experience launching this in the new Silverado. This is a clean sheet design that was started with the intent solely going into the Silverado and the Sierra package. So the advantage of having that up front, we're able to make provision for the package and have our Line 6 engine, which is probably, from our perspective, the best solution for a 3-liter diesel in a pickup, which allows gets us the highest fuel economy. It gives us great NNV because of the natural balance of the engine. And we've also been able to design an architecture that gives us great drivability. So from the clean sheet design, we've been able to size all of our intake components with the shortest runs between the charge air cooler, so we reduce the air temperature into the cylinder, to the turbo, and then into the intake. So we've got a very short column of air that we have to compress.
Yeah, so no turbo lag.
Yeah, no turbo lag. Yes. Yeah, and this thing is really neat. It's got the 10-speed transmission, but it's a straight six, not a V6, and I love that. I mean, that's old school. Right. I like it, and it drives that way. It drives very, very well. Like you just said, you changed everything around. It's a new sheet of paper. But the truck drives really well. It's up off-roading, it works great. We just had it off-road and mud and everything else.
Right.
Towing, I have towed with the Chevrolet. I know this one's going to be close to the same. They tow great. Fuel economy is, I mean, I've gotten 30 with it. I mean, it's so easy to do. I can't see how this couldn't be just a home run for you guys.
Well, that's exactly right. And so all of our targets, our metrics for power, for fuel economy, and for NVH, we've all hit all of our targets from the very get-go, which is awesome. And the customer is going to notice it when they drive. The drivability of this diesel is we're looking at it as a no-compromise solution to having great fuel economy and great towing capability. You know, at 9,100 pounds is our max towing on the Sierra, 9,300 on the Chevy, and 95% of our customers are towing that weight or under. Mm-hmm. So we think we're hitting the vast, broad swath of our customers that want this. The other great thing is we've got it priced very, aggressively, so that we're allowing our customers to get into it at a very, very good price. So from the base package, the price increase is $38.50, and if you're already at a package that has a 5.3 liter V8, the upcharge is only $24.95. So we think it's a good bargain for the customer.
Well, that's a deal. Rather than this, but this way, I look at it, and Matt and I were talking about it. This way, you don't have to have a heavy duty truck. If you've got your average 28, 27 foot camper, that's nowhere near the pack what it will carry.
Yeah.
So this one will pull it, no problem. So why suffer with a heavy duty truck the rest of the year? Fuel economy is great. I think for the power it has, it's a home run. It really is a great deal.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we love about the drivability of this. As you mentioned earlier, there's no turbo lag. You know, driving around town, you know, the daily driver, it performs better than I believe. I'm biased because I'm.
Well, it drives like a V8. It drives
exactly,
like a gas engine.
Exactly.
It's not that
like
little turbo lag, folks.
Right.
Is when you push the gas on and you wait for the turbo to spool up, and there's a half a second lag, which leaves you out in the middle of the intersection. This thing doesn't have that.
Right.
It drives like a gas engine, but you don't have to see the gas engine get 30 something miles per gallon. And have the power and the towing, the grunt that this one has. So this is great. Other than that, it's not that much different from your standard AT4 GMC Sierra, right? It's pretty much, except for the powertrain, basically the same truck, which is great.
Exactly. I mean, we've been able to provide, we feel, a seamless package, a seamless solution for a diesel, and with no compromises for the customer. You're not going to suffer the loud noise because we've tackled all of our combustion issues.
Yeah, that's what NVH he was talking about. That's noise, vibration, and harshness.
Yeah.
In case nobody remembers that.
so that's the type of thing we're providing. In fact, if you didn't tell anybody, they probably wouldn't detect that you're driving a diesel.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You can go, Mac. You can go to the Jack in the Box or In-N-Out Burger without any problem. All right. Hey, thanks for joining today. Let's talk wheels.
Wheels.
Wheels. Let's talk wheels.
Let's talk wheels.
I'm not a wheels guy. I'm the powertrain guy.
There you go.
Well, but we'll get you the wheels guy.
Let's talk powertrain.com. There you go.
Thanks for coming on. I really appreciate it.
All right.
We're having a great time here in Wyoming. We got Mike Strickhauser from GMC. Mike, welcome to Let's Talk Wheels.
Hey, thank you very much.
All right, now we've been driving. First of the day, we drove the heavy-duty 2500 Sierra and pulled a big fifth wheel with it. It was awesome. And almost like it was not even there. You hear everybody talk about that. Say that all the time. This was really true. What's the difference between this year's model, the 2020, and the 19? Is there a lot of big changes?
Yeah, when you ask that, I want to say everything because everything is new. That truck was totally re-engineered. It's purposeful, we call it, for the market, and to really be able to have a max tow of 35.5 with our dually diesel. So everything on the truck was re-engineered, and a lot of the drivetrain was upsized to be able to do that.
Right. Okay, now, it still has the same Duramax?
It does.
Okay, and it has a new transmission. Tell us about the new Allison.
Yeah, the new Allison 10-speed transmission. So really keeps the truck in the sweet spot from the right gear all the time. So really a nice driving experience.
Yeah, I noticed that it shifted so smooth. It seems smoother than last year's, than the 8-speed or any of that was a 6-speed before. That's right. It really shifts smoother, and there seems to be a real positive shift. And I notice it has obviously a lower low and a higher high. That really helps the fuel economy.
Yeah, fuel economy, it will help. We definitely pay attention, and we engineer our heavy duties to be efficient. The 10-speed, we're proud of how fast the shifts are and, like you say, how smooth they are.
Yeah, and they feel real positive. All right, now, moving on, I noticed this thing is really, the model we drove today was just made for towing. It has all these extra cameras and everything is stitched together. You can see anything while you're driving down the road. Tell everybody about all this new, because this is all new, right?
Yeah, our camera system with our 15 views, it's segment leading, and it's all new. One of our features that we really are showing and really think it's just a real win is the transparent trailer. So, there's so many times when you're towing these big trailers where you want to be able to see what's behind you, but you also need to pay attention to where your trailer is in the lane. So that transparent trailer, the way the cameras are stitched together, allow not only to see behind the trailer, because it kind of gives you a transparent view as though the trailer's not there, but it also allows you to see the width of the trailer, and if you're in the lane, it also has side biasing, so if you're turning or put your blinker on, you can see that side of the trailer as you're going.
I saw that. That was awesome. Matt and I were just going, wow, this is so cool. I can see next to the trailer.
Yep.
Also, you talked about the rear camera. You've got a camera that goes on the back of the trailer.
That's correct, yeah. Not only do we have cameras on the back of the truck, but we have a camera plug-in that you can put a remote camera on the back of the trailer that all works together in our system. So it allows you to see behind the trailer.
And it's not wireless. It's actually wired. So we don't have to worry about batteries running down or anything failing or signal interference. It's just there.
That's correct. We put extra ports right where the electrical hookup is for your trailer so that you can put a battery not only in the, or a camera not only in the back of the trailer, but a camera inside your trailer. So you can look at your cargo and anything that you have within the trailer itself to make sure everything is tied down properly as you're going down the road.
Now, also, when you talk about trailering, you have it where you can load up different trailers. I can have trailer A or trailer B, whatever. Okay, I'm not in my 19-foot boat trailer. I'm now in a 26-foot fifth wheel. I can put that in there in the system, and it knows the trailer's there.
That's right. So, we know our customers have multiple trailers for whether it's for work or for play, and so we added a feature with that you can actually put your trailer into the system and it will remember, so you can set your gains and have all the hookups ready to go, and it'll watch the maintenance of your trailer as well and help you to determine, is it time to change the tires or change the brakes on your trailer. So it's a nice feature.
Yeah, and also checks the lights for you so you don't have to end up getting a divorce over that deal, all that kind of stuff. That's all really helpful, right?
Yeah, anything we can do to make the whole experience easier is what we are going for, and absolutely, it's got a light check on it, and the way we can back up, with the trailer hitch camera view is really makes it easy. The way we hold the electric park brake when you stop, then the hitch is at your ball. You don't rock and run on the park paw. All that stuff just makes it so much easier to trailer.
All right, now where can we find out more information? These these, obviously everybody's been interested in looking at this. Is there, you have some stuff, a website where you can have every, find all the stuff, information?
Yeah, for sure. GMC, let's talk to our communications folks. They've got all the website information so that you and the customers for sure can get everything they need.
Hey, Mike, thanks for joining Let's Talk Wheels.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Well, it seems this week has been an off-road week, and my vehicle I was driving was a 2019 Chevy Colorado. But not just any Colorado, it was the ZR2 Bison. Now, this is a bad boy. You know, mid-sized trucks have gotten really popular now, and Chevrolet's really helped. They have got an awesome vehicle with the Colorado. But if you're an off-roader, you're going to make a lot of changes to it. The ZR2 Bison has all the changes done. It's a lot more rugged version of the Colorado. It's got a whole bunch of goodies to really help it out. And best thing is, they went to a company called American Expedition Vehicles and had them build all these extra parts for them. So this thing is really nice. It's heavy-duty skid plates. It's got rock rails. Everything, if you want to do some serious stuff and not tear up your vehicle, this is it. It's got all the mounting points for winch. It's got big 17-inch aluminum wheels with 31-inch Goodyear Wrangler tires. Those are really work well. But it's really got underbody armor. That's everything. Because I can't tell you how many times I've been out on the trail, out off-roading, and somebody's got a, punched a hole in an oil pan or tore up a transmission or, you know, tore up something else. But this will protect all that. Those are like boron steel, bad boys. But it's an extra, basically, for an extra $3,500, you can also upgrade to a 2.7-liter diesel. Four-cylinder diesel, got 186 horsepower and 369 pound-feet of torque with a six-speed automatic, and it's got a low range. It's high and low four-wheel drive. This thing will just crawl up anything you want. Now, like I said, this is an off-roader's dream, but the chassis is actually kind of unchanged. It's still basically a standard Colorado, but it's got a electronic locking differentials. It's got a low axles, so you can really go well on it. I enjoyed it. Believe it or not, it was great on the street. Even though it had these really aggressive off-road tires, it was really better than I thought it was going to be. I knew those tires were going to be noisy and have to put up with that crud and have the rough ride and everything. Wasn't that way at all. And I love the diesel. I'm a big diesel fan. And this thing, I basically got, I think, about 22 miles per gallon on the highway when I didn't drive it too crazy. And around town, I was getting about 17, 18. But it was like I said, better than I thought. It also has, it's got dealer-installed bed-mounted spare tire carriers, so it looked like a trophy truck from one of those off-road races. But it also has Chevrolet's infotainment system, 8-inch diagonal color touchscreens, 8-inch system with navigation is also available, and 2 USB ports, got SD card readers, auxiliary input jacks. All that stuff is right there on the front console. It's got some stuff in the rear. Got six-way power adjustable driver's seat and heated steering wheels. It's got all the airbags and Stabilitrack and all the safety goodies like that. And it also has standard rear view vision camera. That is really handy. But this thing has got independent coilover shock, special multi-matic dynamic suspension spool valve dampeners. Okay, what does that mean in English? That means it's got some really cool shocks that work great on a heavy-duty roll, and also won't beat you up on the highway, on the road. It seems nice. Rear axle, it's got the semi-elliptic two-stage multi-leaf springs, which means, A, you can go over really big rocks, and it'll handle all that. But also, when you're driving down the road and trying to just go to the store or something like that, it doesn't beat you up. So it's got the suspension that's built up, stronger, beefier. Everything else is beefier on this. This vehicle is made to beat up. This vehicle is made for somebody that's going to take it off and thrash it, and it'll take every bit that you can do to it. Like I said, this is a great vehicle. Now, that's the good side. The downside of it, once you load it with the diesel and all that other good stuff, it's the base price is $42,000. Okay, that's for the ZR2. Now, once we added the Bison kit was $5,750 to make it a Bison, and then it's got a different grill and it has all the front and rear bumpers and fog lamps and boron steel skid plates and all the goodies like that, all the special badging. I mean, it looks pretty cool because it says Chevrolet across the front. You added all that up to it, and then they add a $3,500 for the diesel engine, which, you know, if you're going to take it off road a lot, you may not want to add the $3,500. But also, this, folks, this is sticker.
you can probably get a better deal on this. You know, kidding. But this thing ended up to be, with the destination charge, it ended up to be, that's $1,095. It came to, ended up to be $53,245. Okay, people are going to say, you know, I can go buy a Silverado for that. Sure, but you can't buy a Silverado that's already equipped to take off-road. Now, if you're not going to take it off-road, then don't buy this. Okay, go buy something else. But this competes with the Ford Ranger, their off-road version. This will compete with there isn't nothing else. I guess the Tacoma TRD Off Pro or something like that. They also may compete with the Nissan Frontier. They have an off-road version. So all that kind of stuff with all the Nismo products. So that may be what the competition is, but this is kind of unique. It really is. Nobody has the diesel. Nobody has the technology and everything else on this thing to make it, you know, so off-road capable. So if you're looking for an off-roader, and if you're not an off-roader, just take a look at the regular Colorado. It's a nice vehicle too. You may not need the ZR2 Bison, but the Colorados, you know, the LT, the LTZ, they've got them loaded up. They're nice. They're wonderful vehicles. I know several friends of mine own them. The standard Colorado is great, but if you're going to go off-road and you're going to make a bunch of changes, you might as well get it done already and have a nice factory warranty. That's even the best. Okay, guys, that's my take.
And finally, Mike, what I was driving this week was a 2019 Toyota Sienna. And I will be honest, when they told me I was getting a van, I wasn't exactly jumping up and down. This is your typical soccer mom car and something that I don't normally look forward to driving or something that I would even drive myself. But let me tell you a little bit about the functionality of this vehicle and how much fun I had driving this thing. Now, look it. At fully loaded, it's nearly $50,000. This is a pretty expensive vehicle. However, this is the only minivan to offer all-wheel drive. The V6 engine is really quick, very impressive. And the vehicle, because it's a van, there's not a lot of weight to be shifted around. So it actually moves really easily. It actually is very, very smooth and very easy to maneuver. I was blown away with how easily it was to drive this thing. Very refined. Felt high quality, felt like it was really interesting. Like, I mean, I was amazed, but just how simple it was to whip around corners, and the functionality of this vehicle from a driving perspective was awesome. The functionality from a family car, especially on the key fob with remote control sliders on both sides, make it so impressive. I mean, look, I've got a kid, okay? This was the easiest pickup ever from school in the car line. You just rolled right up, you press the button, car door opened, kid goes in, you drive away. For that alone, I thought this thing was incredible from a family vehicle. And I've got one kid. I couldn't imagine having four, where you got to get all of them loaded up, where you got two captain's chairs in the second row and then a full third row with three seats in the back. It was incredibly spacious, as you'd expect for a van of this size. Now, look, things I look for: Apple CarPlay, something that Toyota's been very slow. Android, no. Apple CarPlay, yes, which I thought was absolutely a huge home run for this vehicle to have that. I look for these things. It's important. From a configuration standpoint, I really felt like this vehicle had everything that you'd want, you know, from a setup perspective. The gear shifter is really interesting. It's kind of high up on the dash, so you kind of pull it down with a lever. I found that to be very smooth and very easy, right next to the wheel, quick and easy to kind of pull it down. LED daytime running lights, really nice. The grill was nice. You get your auto dimming and your power folding mirrors, which was awesome. You fold those in if you're going into tight spaces, parking at a parking near a in like a garage where it's kind of tight. Front and rear sunroofs, yes. That was a lot of fun. You get a sunroof for the second row by themselves. That was really nice. I liked that a lot. Now, that's obviously with the premium condition, the XLE premium features. It had the rear entertainment system, which was really cool. And something, we didn't use it. And for long trips, though, it's got a nice long HD screen that the kids can watch in the back, which I thought was really pretty cool to have that. So I think people who are doing a lot of camera driving and doing a lot of driving love that, to have that that screen to drop down to be there. It's very simple. It makes it very easy. Surround view parking camera system was awesome. Absolutely awesome. You got your upgraded third row leather in this vehicle as well. That's with the limited premium trim, top of the line trim, like I mentioned. But You know, you got your 3.5 liter V6 8-speed automatic engine that I was really, really impressed with. And I felt like this was a vehicle that I actually could drive, where I initially said, no way. My wife was in love with it just because of the functionality and how easy it is to get in and out of. I really like the driving a lot. I got to be honest, if you're a guy and your wife comes home and says, hey, I want to buy a Sienna, before you go, I'm not driving a van. Let's just kind of pump the brakes here for a second and take a little bit of a longer look at this vehicle. I think you might be pleasantly surprised at the functionality, how easy the vehicle is to drive. I think you might actually like it. I liked it. I mean, coming away, I think the power doors, the power sliders on either side, that alone was a selling feature, a huge selling feature for me. You know, obviously the entertainment system is awesome. The 360 view on everything around you as you're parking, front camera, back camera, that was awesome as well. And then the engine will drive, incredibly fun, incredibly responsive engine. V6 engine, it did it for me. I mean, I'll be honest, when I got the vehicle, I was a big no. By the time I let it go, I thought to myself, I could drive this vehicle. Honest to goodness, I could drive this. Check out, if you're in the market for a big family car or a van with a lot of room, a lot of bells and whistles and features that doesn't give up functionality or speed or performance, I'm serious. Check out the 2019 Toyota Sienna. I don't think you'll be sorry at all. All right, that's going to do it for us here on Let's Talk Wheels. Always remember to subscribe to the podcast, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, anywhere you get your podcasts, you can get Let's Talk Wheels. We're back same place, same time next week for another edition of Let's Talk Wheels.